Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. If you've listened often enough, you know that my family and I, we've walked through some pretty significant and hard times in the last year, some pretty significant heartbreak and loss. And if you're curious about that, read the last chapter of my book, Your Powerful Prayers, because I lay it out there. I first saw Dr. Troy last winter, so it's been almost a year now so that we've been connecting. You've helped me so much. And something you've been saying for months is you're not going to get better without a concentrated time of rest. And I've tried and tried so hard to just, you know, come in late, which my bosses have approved. But it's not working for me. It turns out you're right. And so I'm starting tomorrow going on a 5-week medical leave to get some concentrated rest. And I'm going to miss you so bad. But it's something I have to do. It's not something that's a great idea for a live radio program, but it's what I have to do. And I would love, if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Troy, just to speak to the importance of a time like this when you're dealing with some of the things I'm dealing with.
Yeah, definitely. I want to apologize to everyone for taking her away from you guys for a little,
yeah, it's his
little
fault.
While. But she's going to come back stronger. And the reality is, the body is very much defined by our mental, chemical, and physical well-being. And our intentions sometimes don't line up with our capabilities as far as just holding things functionally together. And Susie, you are definitely someone I call a servant leader. You're in service to others, and you put yourself out there, and you do with the heart to help others. And people get that. People listening will understand that. The one reality is, though, that people who are in service and support and support and support, we talked about this actually last month, when you support, there's a point where you can get to the point of self-sacrificing. And the reality is, for you to do what you're meant to do for everyone much, much beyond just today, you need the best of you around. And our body needs time to recuperate. When biblically we know when we fast, that's recuperation. And we are meant to fast from our food, but also our lifestyle right now. Hmm. And back in the day when Jesus was walking through the deserts, those journeys, we read about it in the Bible like it was a moment. But the reality is that was weeks and months, and they walked and talked with each other, and they reflected, and they got alone time to pray and walk. And we don't get that nowadays. And the reality is there's healing behind that. When you connect with God and you don't have the lifestyle all around us, there's healing in that. And I want other people to learn from that. Just taking this courageous step for you, I think your priorities are in alignment, and I think you're doing a great job, and you will help many, many people for years to come by doing this for yourself and for them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.